Great podcast today. We start with an exclusive from President Donald Trump. We talked to him about his new lawsuit against Hillary Clinton and everyone involved in the Steele dossier and the lead up to the impeachment. Great idea. Will it work? Plus, Bill O'Reilly on the biggest stories of the week.
And Alex Epstein joins us to tell us about Biden's handling of our economy and our energy future, which this is a spoiler alert. He hasn't been doing a very good job with it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed
really?
This. Really? Yeah.
Also, don't forget food shortages by Joe Biden, all on today's podcast.
BlazeTV.com/Glenn. Special show of Glenn TV today.
Oh, stop it.
For subscribers as the staff tortures him and makes him watch TikTok videos and react to them.
Everybody tries to show me TikTok videos and they always say the same thing. These guys are so stupid. You got to look at this.
No.
Then why am I looking at it?
Well, for entertainment purposes, for us at least, it will be worth it today. And a brand new Stu Does America as well. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, rate and review it as well. Also, Stu Does America, it's available every day as well. We appreciate you doing so. Here's the podcast.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Number 45 and probably number 47, President of the United States, Donald Trump. Hello, Mr. Trump, President Trump. How are you?
Hello, Glenn. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming on and talking about this. You are some of the claims in this suit, a RICO conspiracy, injurious falsehood, conspiracy to commit injurious falsehood, malicious prosecution, Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, theft of trade secrets, the list goes on and on and on. This is really not, is this about the 2016 election, or is this really about what they did to you this whole time?
Well, I think it's about everything. It covers a lot of territory. It was totally corrupt what they did. If this were done, and you know this perhaps better than anybody else in the universe, if this were done the opposite way, as you know, they spied on my campaign. When I made that statement, everyone thought, oh, my God, what a horrible thing to say. I said Obama spied on my campaign and the Democrats, and all hell broke loose, if you remember. In fact, I put it out, and I don't think I've ever seen a reaction, which usually means they're guilty. In other words, you know, normally if they didn't do it, it wouldn't have that kind of, but they spied on my campaign. If this ever happened the opposite way, if I spied on Obama's campaign or on Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Oh, it would have been.
It would have been treason. It would have been everything right up into the death penalty, and that may have been included too. But it would have been over. It would have been the biggest thing ever. But it didn't work that way. So we caught him, and we caught him cold, and we've been just building it up and building it up and watching. And frankly, we wish Bill Barr had the courage to do it. Or do it also, but we've decided to do it. Bill Barr was so afraid of being impeached, he didn't want to do anything. He got, at the end, I mean, he was petrified of being impeached, so he didn't want to do a damn thing. But, you know, how do you not get impeached? Let's not do anything. And all of a sudden, that talk started dying down. But we've been building this up for a long time. The Durham report, you know, hopefully it's just the early moments of the Durham report came out. And that added to it. And a lot of things are happening, a lot of things, but they all knew it. I mean, look, Obama knew about it, too. I mean, it wasn't just Crooked Hillary. But we expect that names will be added to it as it goes along. But this is very important. But can you imagine if it were the opposite way and I spied on, let's say, Obama's campaign? And not only that, you know, much of the stuff, when you think about it, took place beyond the campaign. It was when we were in the Oval Office.
I know.
They spied.
So
while we were in the Oval Office, so it wasn't just campaign, which in itself is really bad, but it took place when we were in the Oval Office.
So the problem here is nobody ever pays for anything. There are no consequences anymore in government if you're on the right side. People are sick to death of it. But This is going now to, I think his name is Donald Middlebrooks, And he was appointed by Bill Clinton.
Which is a conflict of interest, in my opinion. That's right. We have a judge who was appointed by Bill Clinton, who knows Hillary Clinton very well, and we're suing Hillary Clinton and Clinton, and we're suing the Democrats, and we have a judge. This is the way it works for Republicans, you know.
Goes right. And this is.
So I think it's a total conflict of interest, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, this is the guy who threw out the lawsuit filed against Hillary over her using private email accounts and servers while she served as Secretary of State. So,
and nobody could believe that he threw that out.
Right.
Nobody could believe it.
So what are the odds, or what is the plan? How do you think you're going to? I can't believe I'm asking this question, because justice should be justice. But how are you going to maneuver around a judge like this?
Well, I think, and I talked to the lawyers, they called up and they said, we have good news and bad news. Everyone thinks this case is incredible. And I don't think I've ever received more positive remarks from people. They're so tired of nobody doing anything.
I know.
And we have them, and we've caught them. And then Barr didn't act because Barr was lazy and scared. And he was scared. Contempt. They wanted to hold him in contempt. You remember those days?
Yep.
He didn't want any part of contempt, which means going to jail. And he didn't want any part of impeachment. They were going to impeach him numerous times.
So
he didn't do his job.
But it's
very sad that he didn't, because this case is incredible. Now we have a judge who was appointed by the Clintons, and who threw out stuff like it was waste paper. And it's very unfair.
So, Mr. President, you have government officials like Orr, Comey, McCabe,
right?
Seemingly actively engaging in this. We're waiting for the Durham report. But you have Bruce Orr funneling the Steele dossier to the DOJ, right, and the FBI. Right. They knew that it was false. They need a harsher punishment than just a lawsuit. But do you have any confidence that the Justice Department now is anything other than a political organ?
Well, it would be wonderful. We'll have to see. And, you know, this was accumulating for a long time. It's, you know, one of those things we're going to have to see. We're hitting them very hard. More and more information is coming out. Even since we filed it, all of a sudden people are calling. People are so happy that a case is finally being filed against these people, where they, you know, the two lovers, they go out and they sue the government because they haven't been treated well. And yet they were using servers and everything else. The whole thing is crazy. So I said, I've got to do it. You know, I'd rather not have to do this. I'd rather have government handle it. This should be handled by government, but it can be handled by us very strongly. And this is a very strong case. People that read this case said, wow, this is a strong case. And this case will build. Now, the problem we have, though, is if you have a judge that's going to throw out the case and you have to go through appeals, I think you have a great appeal section, but we'll see. But it's very unfair. So we'll probably ask for a recusal, maybe a change of venue, but not a change as much as a recusal.
I think it is amazing. One of the defendants in the case is a former State Department official and spokesperson for Clinton, Philip Raines, and he tweeted yesterday, I think this is hysterical. He looks forward to deposing President Trump. I'm not too concerned. They're laughing at this. And I have to tell you, just as a spectator here, you are probably the most investigated man on planet Earth.
Yep.
Every single intelligence agency, at least in Five Eyes, and I'll bet you it's all around the world. Every newspaper, every reporter, every journalist have dug through everything, and you're pretty clean. So what do they think they're going to get from you in a deposition?
Yeah, beyond pretty clean. I have a friend, a very successful guy, said, you're the cleanest man in history. I mean, how about this, where Paul Weiss, a big law firm that's a total Democrat Hillary Clinton firm, sends one of their partners, Robert Schumer heads it, or one of the big partners, Robert Schumer, that's Chuck Schumer's brother, sends one of their big partners into the Manhattan DA's office, take two of our people and three of our people, you tough, you know, smart young guys, and go into the Manhattan DA's office. Never happened before, because they have hundreds of lawyers. Do a good job. They took their partner, top guy, an anti-Trump, a Trump hater, like you wouldn't believe. All of them made massive contributions, one of the biggest donors, that firm, to Hillary Clinton. Put him in the DA's office to prosecute Trump. Let's get Trump. Now we can get him. And Vance, Cy Vance, whose father sold the Panama Canal, as you know, for $1, in the worst, perhaps the single worst business transaction ever made for our country. And Cy Vance, instead of using one of his hundreds and hundreds of lawyers, of course, he used 20% of, I heard close to 20% of the DA's office, hundreds of lawyers, 20% was used on this instead of the murders, the drug dealers, the crime, the street crime in New York, which is at a record level. They were all focused on getting Trump. But how would you like it? And in all fairness, the new gentleman who came in, Alvin Bragg, who is a, considered liberal, he looked at this thing and, I mean, I'm reading the papers, but what he said is such an honorable thing. He couldn't believe it. I heard he was very disturbed by the fact that they sent a team of Hillary Clinton Trump haters in to prosecute Trump.
Yeah.
From a firm that's 100%, that's totally against. It's one of the main Democrat firms. I think the main Democrat firm. And I think they have tremendous legal liability. But he sent this sleazebag in to get Trump. Think of this. They sent this guy in to get Donald Trump. So he acted as a prosecutor. He's a never-Trumper who contributed to it. So it-